Good morning, Taylor Enterprises. How may I help you?
Hello, is Tony there?
One moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
To hold.
Hi, this is Tony. Can I help you?
Hi, Tony. It's Brandon with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry to call again. I just wanted to go over the Taylor invoices one more time and just clarify where the equipment is with the order numbers. Is that possible?
Sure.
Okay, sweet, sweet. Okay, so one of our order numbers, I believe it is the one that you had switched, was a 0099970, and the other one is 0099971. These are the two invoices that I have, and I was just wondering, because I believe it was four pieces of equipment, and all that equipment should have been going to the Brookfield location.
That is not what I was told yesterday. That's why I redid them yesterday.
Oh, what were you told yesterday?
That Glendale is already in. So I had to rebuild that to put that equipment at Glendale. And then Brookfield is going in 2 weeks.
Okay, so the equipment is being sent to Brookfield, two pieces of it. And you're saying the other two pieces of equipment are being sent to Glendale right now?
They already are at Glendale.
Oh, is there a way to get those pieces of equipment to Brookfield? Because I believe that is what Chubby's Cheesesteaks wants.
Mike Tesh just talked with the owner yesterday, and that's where he got this information from. He talked with Murad, who's the owner of Chubby's Cheesesteaks.
Oh, what did Murad say?
Well, he said the two units are in at Glendale, and the other two units, because they're remodeling at Brookfield, won't be ready for about 2 weeks, and we already have the install for those units set up.
Okay, so Murad actually wants wants two units in Glendale and two units in Brookfield.
Correct.
Okay, so just I'm happy. So I'm glad the business owner clarified with that. And are the invoices correct? I believe that we were given two invoices. One was for Glendale and one was for Brookfield. And I just wanted to make sure that it said incorporated after Chubby's Cheesesteaks on the ship too.
Yes, I redid the one yesterday. I believe Mike, the salesperson, forwarded it to Kara.
Okay, forwarded it to Kara. Okay.
Right, because I think that's who he was talking with on the phone.
Yeah, I think Kara was actually talking to everyone. So yeah, I just wanted to get this confusion all out of the way. I don't know if there's anything else we can or should do. I'm just happy that you talked to Murad, because he seems to know what's best for his company. So I'll probably just end up giving him a call, or it seems as though everything's correct. So I'll just go clarify with Kara right now, and if need be, I'll call Murad.
All right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Mike did speak with him yesterday, and I believe he spoke with Kara too. That's why I had already done the one invoice for Brookfield, and that has the correct serial numbers and everything there, the units that are going there in 2 weeks. And then I had to redo yesterday the invoice for Glendale, because I had done it about a week ago and put those units at Brookfield, and they're not at Brookfield. They're actually at Glendale.
Got it. Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
Okay, you have a good one. Bye.
You too.